For WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery. Today, more than 20 troops from the Michigan National Guard are leaving for Texas to help assist in the massive rescue and recovery operation following what is now Tropical Depression Harvey. Flight crews from the Grand Ledge Armory near Lansing and Selfridge Air National Guard Base outside Detroit are heading south. The Guard is sending two CH-47 Chinooks, one of the largest helicopters in the Army's fleet, and one UH-72 Lakota, a much smaller and more maneuverable bird well-suited for search and rescue. Major Randy Knowles is a company commander with the 112th Aviation Regiment in Grand Ledge.
We can hoist without landing and picking up personnel or various amounts of equipment. We have two Chinooks departing out of Selfridge as well, and those can do various things. I know they're bringing some large fuel bladders, which will help refuel capability down there, as well as, obviously, a Chinook can carry an awful lot of cargo and personnel.
The hoist swings out via a mechanical arm near the roof of the helicopter. Then a sturdy steel hook is lowered by a cable that can be clipped onto rescue devices to pull flood victims to safety. Crew Chief Sergeant John Sheehan knows what to expect. He was deployed to Texas in 2008 after Hurricane Ike.
It's going to be a lot of people who are in distress and understanding that we need to, being cool, level-headed people, that get them moved to where they need to be safe.
It takes a steady hand and a keen eye to pilot a Lakota helicopter in a rescue mission. That's where Chief Warrant Officer David Bowling comes in.
Our hardest job is to maintain a perfectly still hover, and it's harder at higher altitudes. And what I like to hear from the guys in the back is good hover.
So you're already visualizing your movements before you even go down there?
Yep. We just practiced today, actually. We went out and we simulated about 10 rescues today, and we did that just last week, too, so I think we're ready to go.
Besides the air crews, the Michigan National Guard is making plans to send additional troops to Texas if called upon. Kevin Lavery, WKAR News.